This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I am proud to announce that the Speaker of the House of Delegates of the Virginia General Assembly joins us on the long line from somewhere on one of Virginia's beautiful byways or highways. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep. I'm on 295 heading to 95 north.
Oh, I know that stretch very well. I know that... Yeah. I drove that many times, heading home from William & Mary back home to Northern Virginia many, many years ago. Speaker Bill Howell is our guest, and let's cut right to the chase. What was your take on the special session? We have not had an opportunity to debrief with you about what happened in Richmond during that special. So just what was your take on what happened?
Well, I was disappointed that we did not accomplish more. I was hopeful that we'd be able to accomplish some meaningful legislative initiatives. As you know, Coy, we've talked about this in the past. The House believes that addressing the transportation problems in Virginia is really a three-pronged approach. We need to look at reforming VDOT. We need to look at land use relationships between the state and local governments. And we need to look at new innovative ideas, ways to finance the project. We probably introduced about 40 bills on the House side during the special session. 23 of them passed the House and went over to the Senate, and the Senate only heard, I believe, 4 of them. And so that's kind of disappointing, but we're going to continue to try and advance the common sense but the innovative 21st century kind of ideas that we think are needed to address the transportation problem.
Mr. Speaker, we spoke not too long ago after the special with Secretary of Transportation Pierce Homer, and he commented that some of the things in your package that you put forth, he liked. Some of those, he said, you know, some of those elements of privatizing some of what VDOT does and looking for more public-private partnerships, he said that codifies some of the things we're already doing, so we welcome that kind of thing.
Well, I'm encouraged that he's encouraged. We think it's necessary to try and urge them to do a little bit more of it, but that's good. That's good that he's thinking that way as well.
He also said that I don't think he was too crazy about your suggestion that we sell bonds to pay for some of these projects. He said that's sort of like using your MasterCard to pay off your Visa card.
Well, that's kind of simplistic logic on his part. The state... And you'll remember in 2004, the rallying cry for the tax increase then was to preserve our AAA bond rating, which is something that we are proud of. We weren't going to lose it in 2004, but nevertheless, we've retained it, and now they don't want to use it. Coy, with construction costs going up 15% a year, highway construction costs, and you're able to borrow the money at 4.5%, it just makes sense to get a large infusion of cash now. We had about a $1.5 billion bond package in, and put that money to work on building the roads that need to be done today, rather than you know what the Senate and what Pierce Homer is talking about and what the governor is talking about brings us back to the old Harry Byrd philosophy of pay as you go. We'll build a road when we got the money in the bank to pay for it, and that's well and good when things are stable, but when highway construction costs are escalating at 15% a year, it just makes no sense.
Speaker Bill Howell is our guest, Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates. Mr. Speaker, what if anything, happened during the special session that may have encouraged you or perhaps been uplifting? Was there any element of that quick special?
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic and put the best light on it. We came up, I think, with some really good ideas. You know, we've been looking. I've had several task forces that have been looking at different areas of reforming VDOT and the devolving responsibility back to local governments. And we came up with some really pretty neat ideas that we're continuing to flesh out, and we're going to bring them back in January and try again.
Well, that was my next question. What can we expect this entire package to be put back into play in January?
Yeah, I think we're going to have an even better package in January. We didn't get into this problem overnight. It's been a long time in building, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. It's going to take a lot of thought, a lot of thoughtful legislation, and some hard work, and we're willing to do it.
Well, I want to applaud you for your efforts, because I know you are burning the midnight oil on trying to brainstorm some ideas of how we can tackle these challenges, as are folks on both sides of the aisle. I think both sides are really committed to trying to work some of this stuff out.
Well, I hope so. I hope it's not a position The governor had no initiatives for the special session, and I don't think any came through from the Senate as well. And I would like to see some leadership all around on this issue because it is so very important. You know, Coy, I just got the results. There was a survey done. You may have seen it. Came out of a television station, I believe, in Roanoke. Survey USA came out today, 500 adult likely voters. And it just confirms everything that we've been saying in the House, that people overwhelmingly reject a new gasoline tax, additional gasoline tax, additional sales tax on automobiles, additional driver's license fees, everywhere from the gas tax is affected by 83% of the people. And yet they think that we do need help. They think that we need to look at using some of the general fund money for transportation initiatives, which we certainly have been talking about. And they think, by almost 60% to less than 40%, that using debt, using bonds in certain situations is appropriate. So I think the public agrees with where we are. We've just got to bring along the rest of the troops.
And what is your response then to some of the concerns from folks who say, well, using the money from general fund, that takes away money from, you know, schools and public safety and hospitals?
Well, you might be able to make that argument if we had a tight budget, but we are continuing to fund all of those other activities and have been very generously. You know, the amount we funded K through 12 education was up 19% this budget cycle. The amount we funded the environment, the Chesapeake Bay, is up 800%. I mean, it's not like we're starving the other areas of government. But transportation is a core responsibility of state government, just like education, just like public safety, just like health and human services, and it ought to be treated as such. And what it really talks about, Coy, is we need to prioritize better. We need to decide, we need to put our core responsibilities in order. And transportation is certainly right up at the top of those core responsibilities.
Bill Howell of Fredericksburg is the Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, our guest right now on Charlottesville right now. Mr. Speaker, can you talk a little bit perhaps about some of the initiatives that will be coming out of your office in January besides transportation?
Well, obviously we're looking at transportation, but a couple of other areas that we're very interested in. In fact, Rob Bell, who represents you all well in the Albemarle County area, has been a leader in the effort to make the Virginia retirement system a little less expensive and put more options, more benefits in it for the state employees. What it basically means is the state retirement system in Virginia, as in most states, is something called a defined contribution plan. Your retirement benefit is based on the years of service and your salary. Almost every business in the country has switched from a defined benefit to what they call a defined contribution, like a 401k, where every year your employer puts a certain amount of money into the plan for your benefit, and you can match it and do what you want to with it. It's got a lot of advantages for the employee over the years, and also it doesn't have the potential stress to the financial situation that a defined benefit has. And so I'm sure that Rob will be bringing that legislation back again, which I think is very important. We're continuing to look at ways to reform Medicaid, the health insurance for the indigent, that is growing at a very fast rate, again, in our state as well as other states, and it really needs to be looked at. We can't just cut benefits. We've got to do different things to try and change the culture of Medicaid so that people use it more wisely, and it becomes less of a burden on the taxpayers.
I think there's a lot of Virginians out there who would applaud any efforts in that area.
Yeah, it's very important.
Speaker Bill Howell is our guest. Before we let you go, I know you're an extremely busy man and on the road as we speak. Mark Warner, former Governor Mark Warner, announced just a few hours ago that he would not be a candidate for president for the Democratic nomination in next year is when it would happen. Did you have any thoughts on that announcement?
Well, no, I just heard about it a little while ago myself. I guess my first thought is that means that any chance I had of being named ambassador to Bermuda has gone out the window.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
We'll have to make some calls and get a groundswell of support out there, because if you want to go to Bermuda, we're going to send you.
There you go. Hey, I appreciate your call, Coy. Thank you very much for letting me
Absolutely.
Talk on the line.
We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks a lot.
Bill Howell is the Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, lives in Fredericksburg, and a good friend of this program. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.